stovepipes on a heater, and if you got a big heater and you fire it good, don't last you very long. Now the new ones they putting up now, the pipe's so thick on them, you know, and they got a great big pipe. They got one pipe in another pipe, you know, which is the outside pipe don't get too hot, but it's real thick on the inside. That pipe on the inside is real thick, called dual wall pipe, you know. They got it different now, but in the old days they didn't have that, you know. That's right. That's right. So, they had to go by it the hard way, but we was lucky enough, we never did get none of our houses burned down. But we sure had the fire sticking out the top of it about from 20 to 2 feet.
Yeah.
Right out the top.
Kind of scary to think about that now.
Yeah, it? Yeah, you couldn't, they wouldn't do it now, you know, but. They didn't see danger back in those days like they do now.
Yeah.
You take a fella, now his house burned down right now if you do that. Well, a lot of them burned down anyway, you know. But during those days, it didn't many houses get burned out.
Now, when you were coming up, did people have things like what you're sitting on in their rooms in the house?
No. They would have benches. Wasn't no chairs. They would mostly make their benches, you know. Make benches to sit on. Because that's what we had. Well, we might have had one or two chairs, you know, but majority of it was benches. We would have benches, you know. And Fuzz, you going to the table like they do now and sit to the table, we never did eat at the table. Wasn't no chairs, and we mother would fix our supper, breakfast, whatever the time, dinner, or whatever it is. Then we would get it, and we would sit on the floor. You have the chairs and stuff like you do now, you know. You don't never see a person sitting on the floor unless he out eating dinner on work time, you know, sitting down. But you never catch a fella doing that at home, sitting on the floor eating now, you know. You think he's crazy, walking a man down, he sits on the floor. But that's the way we grew up eating on the floor, you see, because services wasn't like it is now, you know. We come up the hard way, but it didn't seem hard to me, you know.
Can you remember when something like this came along? What would you call that anyway? What you're sitting on?
A studio car. But I can't remember when these come along. I can't remember.
Would that studio couch be the same thing as a sofa?
A sofa would be one of those things that you pull out and make a bed out of, wouldn't it?
Oh, I see. Did you ever hear the word Davenport or Davenette?
Davenport. Yeah.
Now, what was that?
Davenport. Well, that was something concerning one of these things like this, but they just had a different name for it, you know. But you never hear a person use that name now.
So that would be kind of old-fashioned.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Back then, people wouldn't say studio cow.
No, they didn't know what that name was. Davenport. That's right.
Did people have pieces of furniture in their bedroom that would have drawers, you know? Or maybe part of it would be hanging space?
As far as I can remember, that once now we had, we only would have in a room, they would hang a line across, you know. They didn't have no closets, you know. Wasn't no closets. They would hang a